public, two opposing visions come to mind. On one hand, the Democrat Party is historically the party of slavery, Jim Crow, lynchings, unions, high taxes, and more recently, the party of declining economic, military, moral standards, and abortion, as well as same-sex marriage. Conversely, the Republican Party is historically known for being against slavery, against Jim Crow, against lynching, and high taxes. And until recently was thought to be totally against declining economic, military, moral standards, and same-sex marriage. The differences were as apparent as those between former presidents Jimmy Carter...
Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint.
And Ronald Reagan...
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
But now, a noticeable change is occurring in the party of Lincoln. Just recently, semi-conservative Senator Robert Portman has come out in favor of same-sex marriage simply because one of his own sons has chosen sodomy. The compromising foolishness of House Speaker John Boehner is always ongoing. On top of that, Republicans are spending $10 million to attract homosexuals and minorities to appeal to the legions of younger, indoctrinated voters. Republicans are increasingly inclined to throw the bedrock moral principles of Christianity and conservatism right under the bus for a possible short-term gain of votes. So are the Republican and Democrat parties really becoming one? Only time will tell. But heed the warning, America. Compromising virtue and providential guidance is foolhardy at best and will turn the American dream into nothing more than a historic nightmare. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling into the second hour on a Friday. I know what day it is. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Right now, there's a growing line of Court of Appeals decisions that, while stopping short of holding that there is no Second Amendment right outside the home, consistently reach the same result by deeming any right to bear arms in public to be at best outside the Second Amendment's core, and then balancing it away under an anemic form of intermediate scrutiny. And we've talked about the different kinds of scrutiny that courts consider. This coming from an attorney in Washington, D.C. In a brief he filed at the Supreme Court, he works for the NRA, and he's filed a brief urging the justices to strike down a law that bans minors from carrying a handgun in public beyond the home. Now, the Second Amendment, at its core, spells out not one but two rights when it protects the right of the people. There's a right to keep a gun and a right to bear a gun. And there is an and between the two in the text. So that might well be taken as a significant indication that these are separate rights. Now, the Supreme Court, for some reason, with the landmark Heller decision, made it clear that the right to keep a gun is a personal right, and that it means one has the right to keep a functioning firearm of self-defense within the home. But they have refused repeatedly since then to take on the question of whether the right exists also outside the home. First of all, I don't like that they get to decide this. It's pretty clear-cut to me what the Second Amendment says. It's pretty clear-cut to me what all the amendments say, what all the Bill of Rights says. But, you know, it's become an interpretation thing. Now, the court, in fact, did say that the two rights were separate in 2008. But what they've not said is what that means. And the Supreme Court is getting pressed to answer this question. So, in two cases testing whether the federal government and the states can restrict the rights of minors to possess a gun outside the home, that's how it's going to proceed. The court is expected to take its first look at those cases later this month, to decide whether it will hear either or both of them. The federal government, of course, is urging the court to bypass those cases, as it has done with half a dozen others seeking clarification of the Second Amendment scope. There's a reason for this, because right now it would come down on our side. They don't want to see that until Scalia or Roberts or Thomas or any of these guys, Alito, until one of those retires and Obama can stack the court. Then, okay, let's go to the Supreme Court, no problem. It is being argued that if it did not protect the right to bear arms outside of the home, where the amendment already guarantees that they may be kept, then the bear to arms part of the amendment means nothing. Now, to be sure, anything that happens in the Supreme Court, like the Heller decision, like the McDonald decision, they'll try to find a way around it. As an example, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, based in Chicago, have ruled that it's unconstitutional in Illinois law, or an Illinois law, banning the carrying of guns in public, at least when that was for the purpose of self-defense. Now, that could have headed to the Supreme Court, but the state legislature chose to eliminate the ban and the appeal prospect vanished. But what they're doing, even though they're not appealing it, they're still going to make it as hard as they possibly can for people in Illinois to carry a gun, and much more so in Chicago. The lower courts that have declined to enlarge the right seem to be convinced that that would be a very bold step to take, and some have suggested that it would end up to the Supreme Court to make the ultimate decision on that point. The Supreme Court might be in, you know, they might be obtain the mindset if there's a true split among the lower courts. One of the reasons they might find this challenge about from the NRA particularly appealing is that the Federal Appeals Court came very close to creating an entirely new category of individuals ineligible to bear arms merely because of their age. In both of the decisions at issue, the appeals court said it was likely that they were not protected at all under the Second Amendment or under the separate parts of the Constitution that guarantees all individuals equal legal rights. Now, we have to ask ourselves a question. With people that are 21 or younger, we allow them to vote. They can serve in the military. Why wouldn't we allow them to carry a gun? Well, Bill, because of their lack of maturity. Well, you know what? I know a lot of people that are my age that are not mature. How do you measure that? Where's the yardstick for that? If they decide to reach out and take this up, it's probably too late in this term for them to do it. They'd probably be looking at it sometime in October. But we certainly need to... Here's the perfect world, if you would. In the perfect world, politicians wouldn't make unconstitutional law, and then it wouldn't start through the court process, and then it wouldn't end up at the Supreme Court. That's the whole... That can be a whole diatribe by itself. The fact that they do it, and they throw it to the courts, means it's sort of a... This is a way to discourage us from taking this up, because taking something to through the court system is expensive. Very hard to do. It's not that easy a lift. On its face, it would seem, well, you know, the Bill of Rights guarantees me this right. So, therefore, I should be able to just sail right through it. It should be found in the first court. But let's say the first court you take it to does decide on your side, then the appeals begin from the other side. So they're either going to exhaust your money, in which case you'll give up. That's how we got the NFA. not so much because the guy didn't take it up, but because he vanished. Miller, he vanished into the Dust Bowl. So, and that made it to the Supreme Court. And because he didn't show up for it, we have the NFA now. Yay! The NFA. That's another thing that should never have been left to the Supreme Court. Is it? Automatic weapons aside, a short-barreled rifle, that's something you want to control, really. No matter how short the barrel of the rifle is, if everything from the barrel, where the barrel comes into the upper-lower receiver, say it's an AR-15, even if it's just right there, if the tip of the barrel is right there, you still got a magazine, a pistol grip, and an optic or a carry handle or some sort of sight. You got a buttstock and everything else. You can't conceal that. Let me put one amendment to that. You can conceal that if you wear a size 38 suit and you're wearing a size 52 extra large long coat. That's how you can conceal it. Of course, it looks like you're walking around wearing a teepee. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Yes, sir. Hello.
Hey there, Brother Bill. Good to hear your voice.
What can I do for you today, sir?
Well, Sheriff Mack revealed, I think it was last fall or summer, an Indiana County sheriff who kicked the feds out of the county when they were pursuing the arrest of a family farmer who was contracting privately with people who wanted to buy his raw milk product.
Okay, okay.
All right. Here in Michigan, there's a USAF veteran, Mark Baker, Milwaukee County. I like to tell my bud that I'm hog wild over his free-range hogs, which is a distinctly red meat, not that perverse white meat. Remember that commercial, the other white meat pork? Okay, well, that's because the major corporate farm operations totally alter biochemistry of the animal. So anyway, because he is what he is, a successful small family farmer, and you got this United Nations Agenda 21 Rural Affairs Council, where on behalf of Monsanto, Archer's Daniel Midland, and all the rest of these diabolical bastard corporations who want a total monopoly on all the land. And there's even maps. It's called UN Biodiversity. UN Biodiversity Biosphere Reserves. And it's all documented. So this guy, Mark, after he was demonized by the USDA and the Michigan DNR as being a wacko gun-toting dude or whatever, he files a formal complaint with the Milwaukee County Sheriff Bosher, who refused to investigate because he says it doesn't rise to the level of a criminal complaint. Now, if somebody like Ruby Ridge, it's the same MO as Ruby Ridge, they start out demonizing Randy Weaver as a wacko gun-toting veteran, because, you know, veterans are high on the list now of domestic terrorist suspects. And I saw that played out on the Patriot Day event last year when NPR brings on the esteemed U.S. expert Jessica Stern, who authored a book of something about America's ultimate terrorist, the lone wolf, America's ultimate terrorist. So they're demonizing veterans, constitutionalists, shooting sports enthusiasts. Well, I guess that would include Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who said that the Second Amendment, among other things, he cited that its perhaps primary purpose or corollary purpose was to provide, a defense against central government tyranny for the state republics. So we hadn't heard much from Dennis Kucinich. So I'm just putting the call out to anybody. It's bakersgreenacres.com, and I have his number because it's on his website. I also have the number of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, and I called, left messages with the undersheriff and the sheriff, and I told him to contact CSPOA.org. That's what they need to get online with, become constitutionally compliant. But, of course, they're not going to call me back because I'm not in their county, for one. So I'm just going to go to the state level now. I'm going to start calling all the appropriate state folks, state senators, state reps, et cetera. This is diabolical. They're setting them up for a Ruby Ridge event.
Well, they're certainly not backing him up. So with those guys, all things are possible, as far as I'm concerned. Without being inside their head, I don't know what they're setting them for. That certainly is a, by the way they're characterizing him, that is certainly a possibility.
Yeah. Well, I got a knock on the door, brother. I'll catch you later, man.
Well, thank you, sir. Stay safe, and I appreciate the call. Let's go to Fred in Georgia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Good morning, Bill. It's a morning for Fred calls, I guess.
Yes, it is. The Freds.
This is a recent area of study for me. You were talking about Supreme Court and constitutionality and stuff, and I just wanted to raise this point that the Constitution doesn't give the Supreme Court any explicit authority to decide what's constitutional.
I know.
And they gave that power to themselves. The president is supposed to do that, but, you know, I don't think we can count on our current president.
Well, I forget which articles it is that are in the Constitution. I would have to look it up. But there's three articles in the Constitution that is supposed to bind Congress. If you bind Congress, if they actually live within that parameter of just doing what those three articles state they can do, then it would be a moot point.
Well, so, you know, okay.
Go ahead.
There is a big point of confusion. Congress is abiding by the Constitution. They are bound by it, and they're obeying it. Because they can write, they've got two roles. They can write a very specific set of laws for us in the states, but then they can write any kind of law they want to govern Washington, D.C., because they're the only government. So what they're doing is they're writing laws as though they would apply in Washington, D.C. And really, it's our state governments who have to delineate. Our state governments should be saying, you're not building post offices and roads, and you're not printing money or running a navy, so this law doesn't apply. Does that make any sense?
It does, and once again, what you're referring to is those three articles within the Constitution, because that clearly states if you're not doing those things, then don't do it. And yet they do it all the time. They do it all the time. I mean, I don't. We fund some of the most ridiculous stuff out there.
Yeah, and the problem is we don't have any wiggle room to strike those down as unconstitutional, because it depends on where you're talking about. Are you talking about on federal land? Or are you talking about in the state of Georgia?
Well, here's what I say. Here's what I say. And this is me being a forecaster. And I hope I'm as good a forecaster as most of the weather forecasters you probably listen to, which means they never get it right. I hope I'm getting this wrong. What they're doing, they're putting so much pressure on the American people. Right now, the spin coming out of Obamacare is that all these people that are losing jobs because of Obamacare or losing benefits because of Obamacare, this is freeing them up, right? And no matter what comes up, they find a way to justify what they're doing. And this puts pressure on the American people. When it comes to guns, we have all of these things coming out of his Department of Justice, out of his CDC. We have Harvard saying it. We have the police saying it. We have, who was it? I can't remember the other people. There's so many things coming out there. There's independent studies from Gaius and Kleck and Lott. All of these
it's
guys.
Smelling
it. Yeah, all these
smelling
guys.
Smelling a setup here?
Well, no, I'm not smelling a setup. Well, I'll tell you what I'm smelling, and I'll try to sell it to you when we get back. You hang on through the break if you would, please, sir. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Chevy
coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this anymore.
This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Having a conversation with one of the Freds, Fred out of Georgia. You were saying, sir... Oh, I was saying. That's right. We were talking, and I was saying. Here's what's going on as far as I see it, Fred. You can tell me what you think about it. Everything I see coming out of the federal government and a lot of state governments. And can you turn down whatever you're listening to me?
I think it might be in your end because
okay.
I just got the phone here.
Okay. All right. Well. I'll try to speak softer, and maybe the echo will be worse. What I'm seeing, everything that I'm seeing coming out of the federal government and some of these state governments, is control. They're seeking to control just about literally every facet of our life, whether it's us buying raw milk or who we go see a doctor for or whether or not we own a gun. And some of this stuff, everything that they're targeting this at is at law-abiding regular people. And law-abiding regular people, even the low-info voter feels pressure, and they're feeling more and more pressure. And with each and every time they take a step like saying, well, every time Obama takes an executive action or every time the Department of Justice says there is no scandal with the IRS or anytime anybody says that and everybody's looking around and they're saying, we have no recourse. There's no way for us to get where we're supposed to be. This is obviously illegal. It's obviously evil, and it's obviously based upon targeting people. And every time the American people look at that and make that assessment, and that is beginning to increase, that the pressure begins to build. And what they're doing is they're taking us to a spot they really don't understand. And that comes from that inside the beltway thought process you're talking about. Because a lot of these guys rarely leave D.C. They spend a lot of time there. You find a politician that every time they go out of session, even if it's for a day, they're on the first thing smoking home. That's a guy that doesn't like it there. You find a guy that gets a nice apartment. Well, he is now fallen for the mistress that is the Beltway. So,
well, it has been suggested that we surround Washington D.C. with a fence and rename it a prison. But
as long as they believe certain things, and as long as there are people that will go along with certain things, that you know. Me getting out here, this is, if all of a sudden you had five low-info voters tune in to my show, and they were against guns, there's no way I can teach them why it would be a good idea to carry.
They'd be calling the police.
Well, they'll be trying to call the police, and then they'll find out how long that takes. And the point here is that the lesson learned is much more easy to take in and let it gel in your head than the lesson taught. Now, when you've got a bunch of people that specialize in telling people what they want to hear, like in the case of guns, well, we've got to keep the children safe. Well, of course we want to hear that. We want to keep the children safe too, me and you. Except we would be we'd be first getting in front of them with a gun, rather than calling 911 saying there's a man with a gun, there's an active shooter at the school. We'd be in there saying, where's the active shooter here in the school? So the pressure they're putting on us is leading us to this point where I think eventually everybody's going to look at that and say, you know what, no matter how I vote, no matter what I do, no matter who I call, no matter what I say, no matter what I try to do the right thing, it doesn't matter anymore. I'm tired of this. And then that's going to be a bad day.
Well, I think we're already there for not most people. I'd say for about 10 or 20%, maybe 40% of the people were there, although they're not at the level where they'd want to do anything, do anything bad about it, right? I keep thinking that the only option they're leaving us is to go to our state legislatures and say, hey, guys, pass a law that says any federal law applied in the state of Georgia, for my example, if it's not on the list of things, in Article 1, Section 8, that's where they all are. If it's not on that list, then make it a felony for the courts or the police or any citizen to try and enforce those laws on us. That's what I think the framers meant when they originally talked about nullification, because you got to remember there weren't any FBI officers or federal police anywhere in the states. They depended solely on the state to enforce these laws.
Well, I'll give you a comparison, okay?
Yeah.
You've seen that movie, Mississippi Burning.
It's been a long time.
The depiction of the civil rights workers who were murdered and the FBI comes down there because law enforcement was part of it. Part of the murder and the cover-up.
Right.
The FBI went down there and they were upholding the Civil Rights Act.
Which is perfectly legal.
Right, that was, and it was the law, okay? Now, that was done, I think, by LBJ during that time frame. I think that was his time frame in office. And we didn't have the information dissemination we do now. Now we have a much bigger network of dissemination of what's going on out there. Now, let's look from Mississippi and let's go to New York or Connecticut, where everybody is resisting gun registration. One of those governors, or maybe both of them, is going to have to make a decision whether they're going to start kicking in doors. If they start kicking in doors, eventually somebody who was law-abiding until this law was passed is going to get killed. Then when they get killed, that's going to be galvanizing in those states. And then it's going to get a little more tense in those states. Then that's when you expect Eric Holder to run in and say, wait a minute, police, you can't be going in there and killing people. That's when Barack Obama gets out there and says, we have to abide by the rule of law. And that's when the rest of America looks at him and says, you're not. So that's where we were back in those days, back when it was a simpler time, versus where we are today. And this is the pressure that will continue to build, and it'll be one of those incidents, I think, that sparks something. Maybe it's only going to be regional. I don't know. There's a lot of people in New York State and in Connecticut State that own guns that don't bother anybody. That aren't going to bother anybody. Their guns are never going to hurt anybody they don't intend to. And they're tired of being told that they're criminals in waiting, that they are part of the problem.
Yeah. I mean, well, again, everybody call your state legislators.
Yeah,
tell
them
what
chance.
Bothers you. Tell them what bothers you.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do like hearing from people in their district.
Yeah.
Because they don't get many calls, right? You don't have to take much of their time. But at least say, hey, good job. So, there's a guy here in Jason, I can't remember his name, here in Georgia, that in December entered a bill to nullify Obamacare. And I need to give him a call. You know, those guys need support where they do something right as well. So. But anyways, I just wanted to bring up the fact that the Supreme Court isn't the sole
they
arbiter
were never
of
meant,
what's
They were never meant to be that. You're absolutely correct.
And really, our state legislatures don't do it because they really don't know they can do it. You think back at our education. We weren't taught this stuff.
And well, they don't do it. They don't do it because maintaining the status quo is what makes them. In my state, the state legislators make about $12,000, and yet they make about $80,000 a year. But they get paid by the state about $12,000. So why would you upset the apple cart? They don't even care if it's the Starship Enterprise. They don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, and you know. In simpler times, that was the case. But as you point out, there are troubling things on the horizon.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
these guys in the state legislatures are our neighbors. And most of them, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, were just regular Joes like us and, you know, at the top. So
there seems to be two things that will polarize the United States. One is when you hit them in the wallet, and two is when you come after the guns. And they're doing both.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting ready to flip into the next break. Fred, thank you very much for the call. I hope you stay safe and all that other good stuff as you motor about there in Georgia.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you, sir. When we come back, we're going to talk about Professor David Koppel, who is bringing a suit in Colorado. He's sort of looked to as a Second Amendment scholarly type. I do. I look at his work as a Second Amendment scholar. And he seems to believe that this suit in Colorado has a very good chance. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. Next hour coming up, we're going to be joined by David Kodry. We're going to look at a couple of things that he looks at. Because he looks at things in a way, and then he deconstructs them in his mind's eye. And slings them out there. And he makes you think. And that's always a good day. If a light bulb goes off in your head, and you say to yourself, I never had thought of it that way. That's a pretty good column. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up next hour, David Godrio, National Gun Rights Examiner. He's going to be joining us. Coming from the desk of S.H. Blandenberry, and you're going to be hearing from him, Blandenberry. He's over at guns.com. I got a bunch of those folks coming over here starting next week, and you're going to be hearing a lot from them. He caught up with Professor Dave Koppel at Shunt Show. Professor Koppel was there to promote Assault and Civil Rights Under Fire, the Chris Koenig film, which I've had Chris Koenig on the show a couple of times. And S.H. asked him about the current state of affairs in Colorado, specifically if their recently enacted gun control measures, an expanded background check mandate, and a ban on magazines that hold more than 15 rounds of ammunition would be repealed by state lawmakers. Koppel pointed out the obvious, not with the current governor. Hickenlooper pushed for those. He was planting lips on the glutamus maximus of the feds. Joe Biden was calling him, hey, John, we really need this. Bloomberg was calling him, hey, John, I'm going to spend some money. So, you know, he hearts those kinds of folks. So, and he has national office aspirations. So he's not gonna sign off on that. Koppel pointed out there's going to be an election year this year, so perhaps that might change. But he also spoke about his legal efforts to undo the laws. I'm one of the lawyers in a lawsuit brought by sheriffs, civil rights organizations, disabled people, FFLs challenging, and all of these challenging those anti-gun laws in federal district court, and the trial will begin on that on March 31st. I think it is a strong case. That's why we brought it, but you can't predict what the court's going to do. SH asked Professor Koppel about whether the high court would render a decision on bans relating to so-called assault weapons. He pointed out that the first case that will probably make it to some court or other will be the New York ban, which has already made it to one district court, but it's going to continue on. It's going to have to go to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. You know, the one, what was his name, Scretany, he got out there and said, well, the magazine limit is arbitrary. However, and that's not constitutional, but all these other arbitrary measures they're taking and everything else, those are constitutional. So it will continue on. But yes, you'll be hearing more and more from guns.com. We're gonna have Jennifer Cruz on Tuesday, I think it is. Jennifer Cruz, she's one of the writers there. She writes a lot about self-defense and everything. Now, in my state, we are considering constitutional carry. In 2012, we've been trying this for a while. In 2012, it died in a subcommittee. In 2013, it was taken on the road, and it got a lot of grassroots support. Now it has made it to full committee, but it's still alive, and now it's currently bottled up in the South Carolina State Judiciary Committee meeting, where my senator says you can carry a weapon openly if this bill is adopted, and I'm offended by that, said my senator, Senator Larry Martin, Republican from Pickens. Let me take a moment to clear my palate. Let's go back to Fred in Michigan. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brother Bill, you know, according to guy's name, oh, shoot, he authored the book, How to Dethrone the Imperial Judiciary, Edwin Vieira. I wish you would get him on. He did a book, Constitutional Homeland
Security. I thought you wanted to talk about salient arms.
No, I have a salient point to make regarding the fact that the so-called gun acts apply, according to Article 1, Section 17 of the U.S. Constitution Federal Charter, in the District of Columbia and its territorial possessions. And even Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, when he introduced impeachment proceedings 2012 regarding NDAA, he cited that very fact in the wording of the impeachment proceeding, the District of Columbia and the territorial possession. So where you are at, Brother Bill, is not a territory. State of South Carolina exists, I think, at Charleston. Isn't that the state capital?
No,
that's
Columbia.
Where the state of if a corporation, man, and corporation policies apply only in their corporation and with anyone who has a valid contract. And that's in their federal charter as well, Article 1, Section 10, obligation of contracts, valid contracts. And that's how simple it is. So any attorney involved with GOA should say, hey, wait a minute. All this stuff, including the 68 Gun Act, the U.S. Corporation, applies according to Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, in the District of Columbia
and its territorial possessions.
Roger that. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
South Carolina is one of five states that does not allow open carry. Here's a problem I have with certain members of my legislature. They all have windows in their offices, and yet they never look outside. All these other states that allow this, there's not some epidemic of crime going on. The police aren't shooting them like dogs. I know a lot of people don't like the police, but we don't have that happening. There was a move made to kill the bill by tabling it, and that was defeated. The committee has voted in favor of a motion to carry the bill, meaning it will get further discussion in a future meeting. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my senator, who's the head of the Judiciary Committee, who is not listening, who should be. And I'm going to say to him, Senator, here's what I'm going to do. I know enough of the grassroots in South Carolina to get this. I have acquired the database of everybody that voted Republican within the state. And I'm going to give him a choice. He can put this. I want this bill. I want the constitutional permitless carry, open carry bill put before a roll call vote. Put it out there, or I'm going to turn you out. I'm going to turn you out of office. And if I do that, guess what? You're not going to get paid to be a senator by some outside source besides your senatorial salary. Because he's another one that gets one of those. And they like doing that. There's a place down in Columbia called the... what is it called? There's a motel that everybody goes to and has breakfast. They have a beautiful dining room. It's just old and very well adorned and everything else. And everybody who's anybody goes there and has breakfast, isn't it? If they're in the South Carolina General Assembly. And I'm going to take the menu out of your hands, pal. And anybody that wants to take the time to educate themselves can do this with any one of their people locally within the state. Mine is not going to have any particular impact up or down that somebody else couldn't have. Although I do have access to his political consultant who knows me very well, and I have told him that when I do call him, he needs to call him first to make sure that he's ready to listen to me. Because I'm going to turn him out. He's either going to be a zero or a hero, one way or the other. It's not going to be anything in between. I want this before a roll call vote. If it's defeated in an open vote, fine. No problem. But what these individual senators have got to decide, and all these individual House reps and everything out there, nobody cares about your personal preferences or feelings on anything else. The corporative argument and all that other stuff, what if it's valid, big deal. Nobody cares. No, I'm not talking about Trey. I'm talking about Larry Martin. Trey Gowdy would never stand for this. We'll be right back. Coming up next hour, David Kodria, National Gun Rights Examiner on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.